call our meeting to order today on October 3rd. Twi sent the packet out on Friday, so we should all have the information. So the first item on today's agenda is to approve the minutes. I move to approve the minutes.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded. Although, any friendly amendments, questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. The next item on our agenda is approving our loan portfolio. Today we have 12 loans at just a little over $4 million. I move to approve the loans.
I'll second.
Thanks, John. It's been moved and seconded. We will turn it over to, is Rich here today, Tom?
No, I'm the assistant investment officer today as well.
Oh, so you are the investment officer, the executive assistant, and the executive secretary. That wonderful.
I am the chief cook and bottle washer today. So.
Great. All right. Well, do you want to walk us through our what looks like, as to use Rich's term, bread and butter loans for the day today?
That would be a pretty good description. As you noted, we have 12 loans. All 12 are under $1 million, so they're all relatively smaller. Except for one of the loans, all were for purposes of financing road projects, vehicle purchases, equipment purchases, or capital improvements. The loan for Rock Springs is for financing TID infrastructure projects. So in using Rich's vernacular, yes, these are all our bread and butter type of loans. Any questions?
None from me, Tom. This seems all within our wheelhouse. Josh, John, anything from you?
Nothing for me.
Not me.
Okay. All those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans have been approved, so there is no old business on the agenda, but we do have three items under new business. So if there is no objection, I'd like to suspend the rules and have Tom walk us through 5 and 6, and then we can vote on those individually, and then we can walk again through number 7, since that is separate. So, seeing that there's no objection, Tom, can you talk us through these lands transactions?
I'd be happy to. As Micah had pointed out in the materials, over the last couple of years, the board has actually approved quite a few different sales transactions, but there's only been one purchase transaction. It's not because that we're not out looking, but we are very picky when we're buying land. We have a limited budget and we have strict parameters. And so we really are looking for the parcels that fit our portfolio and meet our criteria. And this is one of those situations where we found some parcels that fit and at the price that that makes sense for us. In this particular situation, we're looking in at about 330 acres in Forest County that is contiguous to acreage that we have just to the north. And so not only does it block well with the property that we have, but as Micah pointed out, there's a lot of upland. We're talking over 80% of it is upland. Now, in northeastern Wisconsin, there's a lot of upland, there's a lot of lowland. And to find a parcel that's got this much upland is pretty remarkable. It's also stocked with mature timber, so we're able to start harvesting right away. And so that's good. And it does front on the road to the south. So that's good as well. But as Sarah pointed out, there are two transactions that we're bringing forward. The first one is to purchase that property, but the second one is to actually purchase an easement from property just to the west of our current existing property. The best way to access that property would be across this easement area. The property owner is willing to do that, is willing to sell us an easement, but not a wide open, full public access easement whereby we could break it into smaller parcels and sell it off to people that could build homes and condominium developments back there. It's for timber management purposes, hence the reduced price of $1,500 for access. But it does provide us the access that we need to manage the property. Up until this point in time, we've been relying on working out arrangements with him on a regular basis. But as we all know, property changes hands, and we would have to negotiate with future owners of the property to have that access. And so to have permanent access here is important. So to acquire the property to the south and to acquire this access easement would make this whole area more productive for us.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions, Josh and John, about the property and also the easement?
Not for me.
No questions for me either.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to move then to vote on both of these, and then Tom, we can go to the third item under new business. So I move to approve the purchase of the property not to exceed $638,000 as captured in our packet. Is there a second?
A second.
I'll second.
All right. Any other discussion, debate? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
And then I will also make a motion to approve the access easement purchase from Mr. Newberry for a fee of $1,500, as it is stated in our packet. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? See none. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The easement purchase is approved. And then Tom, turning it back over to you about the final land transaction proposal in Bayfield County.
Finally, we have one small parcel that's located in southwestern Bayfield County that Bayfield County is interested in acquiring from us. As you can imagine, southwest Bayfield County is a long way from our office in Lake Tomahawk. It would be difficult to manage, and it's not the greatest parcel for producing revenue for our trust portfolio, and it makes more sense to sell the property to Bayfield County and use those proceeds to invest in other timberland that improves management efficiencies, improves public access, addresses forest fragmentation, or any of those combinations. So for those reasons, we're recommending to the board that they approve the sale to Bayfield County at the appraised value.
Thanks, Tom. Josh and John, any questions for Tom about the sale?
Not for me.
None for me.
Okay. Well, then I will make a motion to approve the sale of the property to Bayfield County as captured in our packet. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any other questions or debate? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the sale to Bayfield County, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The great. The sale is approved. So we are moving into routine business. So, Tom, I'm sure you might have a super update as you are standing in both as the chief investment officer and the executive secretary.
Well, you know, on behalf of Rich, I think the best thing to announce is that I would keep it very short this week. The fact is, we raised our interest rates for our loan program in light of some of the actions that are occurring in the markets out there. As you can see, loan demand is still very strong, but the Federal Reserve keeps ratcheting rates up, and we are moving in accordance with the markets. And I think that's what I would have for the for Rich's investment officer's report. Are there any questions?
Oh yeah, Tom. So what's our current interest rate? Is it 6% now?
We moved it all the way up to 6.25%. So.
Oh, six. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah. It's
But. And John, I think one of the things that we talked about at our last investment meeting on Friday is kind of our rule of thumb too, is to stay within 100 to 150 basis points from where Treasury is. And so that's something that we're also well aware of. And I think we're still within that range.
Oh yeah. No, I'm just thinking of how much more interest we can make from that. So that's great for us.
Thank you for that comment. with my for my report, I was just going to give you a quick update on my travels from last week. I started off the week meeting with the Northwest Regional Planning Commission folks up in Spooner. It was a great meeting. I don't get a chance to stop in there and actually get to meet with their entire staff very often. But it was great to explain a little bit more of what we do and how we do it and how our loan program works. Northwest Regional Planning Commission manages its own portfolio of revolving loan funds. But they don't have enough to be all things to all people. And it was great to be able to talk about how our program works and how our program might work in conjunction with theirs, where they may be able to finance part of a project, but not all of it. And it also allows them to put a face with the program so that they can reach out more easily. So it went well. Then it was on to Superior to talk about a potential submerged land lease up there, which will probably be coming to the board sometime in the next month or two. There is a spit of sand that comes out, they call it Wisconsin Point, and they are looking at actually placing dredge material to reinforce that point, because the storms that are coming in off Lake Superior are actually chewing into that into Wisconsin Point. And so the DNR has already issued findings that a submerged land lease for the purpose of placing dredge material to protect that point is consistent with the public interest of the navigable waters up there. Then it was on to Hayward for the Wisconsin County Forest Association meeting. We are not a county forest, but we manage our land sometimes in similar ways, and we face similar issues. And so it was great to not only hear some of their presentations, but also talk to them about problem solving and dealing with some of those things. And Kevin came over from Lake Tomahawk, so both of us were there. I thought it was a pretty good meeting. And from then, it was across the state over to Green Bay for the Wisconsin Government Financial Officers Association. Very different crowd. But again, talking about, for the most part, municipalities finance and debt management and debt issuance. And so, again, a great chance to connect with some of our customers, to learn about some of the things developing in the markets. And finally, Friday afternoon, made my way finally back to Madison. So that's my short summary from my travels. Any questions?
No, but thanks, Tom, for traveling. We know how valuable it is meeting with stakeholders in their own backyard to get a sense of what's going on and questions they have or opportunities or concerns they can see in the future. So I know it's not an easy journey necessarily, or a quick one, I think is maybe a better way of saying it. But I know folks up in Northwestern or Northeastern Wisconsin always appreciate it.
It was interesting to do all the things that you described, but it was also great to actually have the microphone for a bit. During part of the presentation, Ehlers was talking about other state financing programs. And of course, the State Trust Fund Loan Program was on the list. And finally, Ehlers just turned the mic over and said, you know more about it than we do. So,
okay.
So that was great.
Any questions for Tom?
I've got one. So how's the next couple months look for travel for you?
Not as crazy as it's been the last couple months. We do have the League of Municipalities coming up in Green Bay in October. I will only be able to make it to a short stint of the Towns Association. Schwab has a conference for their financial managers. And I'm planning on going to Finland for 6 days to see my daughter, son-in-law, and grandchild. So that's the extent of my travel as scheduled right now, John. Is there some place that you think that we should be going?
No, I'm just, I was just curious, honestly. I'm just kind of wondering what the next month looks like, the next couple months, you know. I know what it's like to drive all around the state, so yeah. Thank you for doing all of that. It's important, and like Sarah said, it's good to get up north, especially because I know people up there sometimes feel like everyone down in Madison kind of forgets about them sometimes. So I'm glad you're reaching out to the people up there and letting them know we know they exist. So thanks, Tom.
I agree with you 100%. In some parts of the state, you do not exist unless you show up in person. And it's important, as was said, that you connect with your stakeholders on a personal level. And I firmly believe in that. So,
any other questions for Tom? I'll make my report brief. One of the things that we did talk about, and I believe, Tom, we're going to talk about it at our next board meeting, is the distribution for the upcoming year to K-12 schools, and it's going to be yet again another record breaker, which we're really excited about. One of the things that we've heard from stakeholders is making sure that we try to do our announcement sooner rather than later, because it provides districts more time to really effectively plan when these funds arrive and to ensure that they're truly optimizing every dollar. And so that is something that we will be publicly announcing. We started it last year in November, and we plan on doing it again, and we'll coordinate with the commissioners in addition to the BCPL on that announcement. But I know we'll be talking more about that at our next meeting, because it's always good news to know that we're helping local districts when it comes to books and technology, which would be property taxes if it wasn't us. So any questions for me? Right. Is there a motion?
Sorry. I keep having to press unmute on mine. Just kind of for timing wise, were you planning to have like events around the state or one big one, or what kind of announcement for that?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good question. Last year, what we did is we did one in between, I think it was like the week before Thanksgiving. We did an announcement in November, and stakeholders really appreciated it. It was a good way to kind of kick things off. So that's what we were going to plan on doing it again. I do think that there are, of course, other opportunities. We've talked about doing something in Stevens Point, and we always do kind of another presentation for the school librarians at their conference in February, where we present them their kind of the Vanna White moment with the check, or the Publisher Clearinghouse moment with the check. But I think that we can definitely do a few more stops if that makes sense, letting people know, because it will be, is it an 11% increase, I think, Tom, from last year's record, which it's 11 or 12, if I remember correctly.
Actually, 20.
Oh, so it's 20% of an increase, which, as you know, John, is well above what the market is performing. So I think that's something to be proud of, and to make sure we're sharing.
Well, and that's why, I'd love to be able to promote it more, too, just to let people know what we're doing. So the more the merrier.
That would be great.
Actually, I was mistaken, 25%.
Oh, 25. That's a nice number to remember, Tom.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, John, we can talk about it, too, more on how we can help or what that looks like. So, for sure.
Great. Thanks, Sarah.
Of course. Any other questions, comments, or items for an upcoming agenda? Seeing none, I move to adjourn our meeting for today.
I second.
All right, moved and seconded. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of adjourning today's meeting, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Be well. Have a good week.
You too. Bye.
Good week, everyone.